Gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Oh, he's in the mood.
This is episode 4 of Superheroes Without Capes, and today we have our incredible teacher, Mr. Brandon.
He is very, very, very clear on everything that he thinks and everything that he feels.
So the whole reason that we started this series is because we truly believe that these guys right here are the sole purpose as to helping people, and they really are just so magnificent in their teachings and how they teach, and they just have such an impact on people. It's insane.
Okay.
We'll get to this piece after. And so if you know anyone who just needs a little smile in their life, Brandon will help you out with this piece.
Oh yeah, Mr. Trickster. So before we get started, I just also wanted to let you know, as a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with a life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools you need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, refreshed awareness and remarkable communication with your horses, and leave with the soul-altering confidence knowing that you are doing exactly what you were meant to do in this one and only life. So let me tell you a little bit about Brandon, because we've had Brandon since he was 18 months, and Brandon is from Brandon, Manitoba. So I think it's funny that that's his name. But anyways, that is his name. That's how he came. Now, of course, I got him fixed as soon as he turned 2, because there's no stallions in our place because we are not breeders. But with Brandon, you know, he's a very highly, highly responsive horse. And one thing I don't know, I just didn't feel comfortable with him, I guess you would say. And I thought he should go to a family like who's maybe into rodeo or things, cattle penning, anything to do to me in the rodeo scene. Like, because his back end,
it's beautiful. Juicy.
It's juicy, big. However, because every time I tried to make a trade with someone or sell him, the deal always fell through, kept falling through. So we thought together, you know what? We are going to keep this beautiful fellow. And at the time, Carson was with the Calgary Stampede Show Riders. So, of course, that's a Calgary Stampede, one of the largest outside events on earth. So we decided, let's keep Mr. Brandon and let's do a lot of training with him. So Carson and him did training together so that he was magnificent at everything he was doing. However, he started to fall in love with equine assisted learning. And because he was so determined to be a teacher, like literally he would knock at the door. So we decided to let him start coming in and let's see how he did work with equine assisted learning. Because not all horses like their job in equine assisted learning. It just depends. That's why it's so important to understand our horses. There we go. And if they do like it or not. Well, he showed us how much he did love it. Okay, he's fighting.
We're having a Carolyn moment.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay, there we go.
Okay, maybe you could give everybody a smile there, Brandon. There we go. A smile?
Nope.
Okay, there we go. We'll just move him back.
He just wants a coffee this morning, that's all.
I think so. He didn't start out right. Anyways, he proved to us time and time again how incredible he is as a superhero. He helps humans all the time, even though he's head of the herd. He's so sensitive to everything, and he does react very quickly. Oh, okay. He's not going to do that now because that's just what I said. But you know what? He's got that beautiful calming effect to humans when they enter and walk in with him. So yeah, that's just a little bit a story of him because yeah, we did want him to go bye-bye and no, he was to stay with us.
So one of the best things about Brandon, there's so many, but one of our favorite things, as you may have seen, that he is the class clown. Oh. Well, this boy has got a sense of humor.
Oh my goodness. And even in the grooming stations, when the people arrive, he will make it very clear which of the grooming brushes that he wants them to use. So, of course, everybody is laughing right away. And, of course, when you have humans who are on fear working with horses, because remember, most of our people are non-horse people. You know, once you start laughing, you're not confused in your life anymore because you're not thinking laughing. You're just laughing and feeling it. So he starts them off right with the good old laughter. Don't you, buddy?
And it's even fantastic. Just him being a horse out in the field. If he's anywhere out in the field, you can see his big bald face out there and his ears are straight up and his eyes are like this big.
And oh, he comes a running. But you know, one time he really is so neat, because one time we had a group of high school kids, and it's an alternative high school here in Calgary, Alberta. And what they would do is they would come once a week. And of course, the school gave them credit for coming to this life skills development program. These teenage kids who've gone through hell and back, who are moving forward in their lives, loved learning from these horses. They absorbed. They wanted to know more and more. So this one time, I don't know, it might have been the sixth program in. Here's these two big guys together with Mr. Brandon. And I go over, it was at a square. I don't forget what they had to do at the square, at this obstacle. And I say to them, so this is interesting, you guys. Here's Brandon chewing on his lead rope, and the two guys are inside the box. But Brandon's just standing there gnawing away while the guys did the work. So they said, well, you know what we noticed, Carrie, is he gets really impatient when we're in his boundary, in his space. So we thought we'd get everything ready before we actually brought him in. The other thing that we noticed is because he is so high, he needs to do something. So we just gave him his lead rope, and it's like a pacifier for him. Anyways, so here I thought, how beautiful. And I said to the guys, do you know how wonderful you humans are that you recognize with this guy and his personality and what he needed? And he does need that pacifier piece. And I said to him, do you know that when we work with our horse people who are coming in to get certified, some of them will literally pull the lead rope out of his mouth. And they're like, what? Why would they do that? And I said, because they think that somehow he's going to wreck this or it's not good for him. So the boys were like, no, it's just like a baby. He just needs a soother and it makes him very happy. And I really just gave them so many accolades for that, because it's so beautiful when we can recognize not only in a horse their personality, but also in humans. Because, of course, everything that you learn in the arena, you can take to your own life.
So another brilliant piece about Brandon is we have three different types of horses here. We have mild horses, we have moderate horses, and highly sensitive horses. And Mr. Branditos is a highly sensitive horse.
Hi. He's at the top. Oh, but seriously, he's just standing here right now. But normally, even if I flick my hand, and because I talk a lot with my hands, it's like I'm Italian, but I'm not. However, but he's not even moving. So he's obviously at a really good place. Why? Because our stimulus must be at a really great place as well. So because horses can only react to that stimulus.
Yes, but his highly sensitive piece makes him so authentic because he doesn't take no BS. He reacts immediately and big to things that we need to adjust within ourselves.
Exactly. And if it is too much energy coming at him, that's a perfect example, because then his head goes flying everywhere. So it's a good step for us to be able to breathe, take a step back, and okay, let's just think about what it is that we're doing. Because, you know, in the real world, too, if we come in high on everything that we're doing, it does not help us. So he really does help us to, hey, come on, whoa, breathe, and let's get back to how life works. Because if we're not breathing and we're not staying a little bit calmer, he's going to go for a ride. There we go. Not a ride. Then we're not able to work with others in the way that we need to, or we're not able to calm our own being down, because of course we know lots of us have a lot of anxiety. So breathing is really a great thing. Same thing even for a highly responsive horse. One thing here, the two people are working with him now, they're not talking. They actually don't know what it is that they're going to be doing. This horse will not even budge. He will not move forward. They cannot make him go backwards. They cannot do anything until they get unconfused. So that means Carson and I would have to be on the same page in what we're thinking and what we're feeling in order to make him move. He's a leader. He has And he needs a leader because the number one thing a horse needs to feel is safe. So if we and our clients are not able to make him feel safe, then that is when we have to adjust ourselves, get out of Confusionville so that he can feel, oh, you're safe to follow.
The next piece about Brandon, like we've already covered a little bit, is the leadership piece. He is the head honcho of our herd.
With being the head of the herd, we don't tell our non-horse people that immediately. Why? They're already in fear when they're coming in. They haven't worked with 1,200 pounds of living being before. So no matter what, you know, they're still in fear inside because they're much bigger in person than they are just seeing in a field or, of course, on TV. So that is the one thing with him being that leader piece, right, buddy? But we don't want to scare them on top of it by letting them know that he's the leader. However, oh boy, I'm sorry. You don't know what's happening here, but I have another horse who's doing a dog position, meaning he's lifting his leg because he wants to be scratched, but we just don't want that. There we go. Okay,
there's
you
a want lot
to take
going.
Him for a walk?
Yeah.
Honey, take him for a walk.
Okay.
There we go. No grooming while we're doing this. Oh my goodness. Discombobulation. Not flexibility, yes. So being a leader too is the greatest thing for all of our clients who come in, because no matter which horse that they're actually working with, because they're all the superheroes, the number one thing, again, a horse needs to feel is safe. So we really help all our clients who come in to become that leader within, meaning they don't have to be running a company, they don't have to be top of the cheer club, none of those things. It just means being a leader, having the ability to say, no, I don't want to do that. Or yes, yes, this feels right for me and I'm going to do that. So the leadership piece for Brandon with this superhero is huge, huge, huge though, because when those human beings find out at the end, then I get to say, oh my goodness, I want you people to know, do you know you are working with the number one head of the herd? He makes sure everything is looked after. And they're like, no way. And I'm going to say, you moved 1,200 pounds of a true leader for yourself. So what does that tell you about yourself? So that they're now starting to understand, I am a leader. I can make those decisions to move forward in my life and do whatever it is that I need to do, right? So it's really exciting to have that leadership component. The one thing with Brandon being the superhero as well, every single time someone works with him and they, at the end of all of our programs, we have this little debrief. So they let us know, what did my horse teach me today? And the number one consistent thing that you will see is not only did Brandon teach them that I'm strong enough to be a leader, I've just been too scared to be that leader, but to also be that leader who brings some humor into lives. Knowing that you don't have to be just in it exactly like this or exactly like that, you don't have to be so serious to be a strong leader, because a strong leader is a leader who allows the herd to be who it is that they need to be to keep the whole team safe. And paralleling that to the human world, it's exactly the same thing, that a true leader actually understands everybody in the team and allows each team member to use their gift to be able to accomplish that goal as we're moving forward in a team.
So everyone, thank you so much for joining. Once again, I'm Carson.
I am Carrie with the Equine Connection, Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. And of course, this is our superhero, Brandon. And of course, Brandon brings many components to the superhero table. I'm just going to let him go now. Maybe he wants to stay with us. Maybe he doesn't.
Oh, there he goes.
He says, there I go. He is done with us right now. Brings many things to the table. He's got the humor. He has the highly responsive. He has the leadership piece. And what was the other thing we talked about?
Those are the three pieces.
Oh, well, yeah. Look at me. My memory is working well. And again, a superhero never needs to have that credit out loud. However, this is the time for these next 10 weeks that we definitely want to make sure that these superheroes truly understand all the beautiful things that they're actually giving back to people.
And you know, it's cool too, because they don't need that, but it's still nice for them to hear it. It's still, if that intention is good and that piece is authentic going to them, they feel that, they know that.
They do. And you know, it's so funny because even when we debrief with our clients, we always leave our horses in here after the program because we always want our horses to hear all the amazing things that people say about these superheroes, because they always do. Even if they come in like, oh my goodness, and they don't want to do it, or no, not today, they always end up going in, doing the program. And then after, they're like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing.
They are all so unique, so authentic, and they all bring so many different incredible powers to the table.
You bet. Oh, and powers. These superheroes empowering human beings to be able to stand up, change their body, change their mindset, change their intention to be able to move forward in life. Thank you, superheroes.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.